I'd like to bring the Berkeley County Board of Commissioners meeting for June 21st, 2022 to order. Ms. LaShonda, will you please do a roll call?
Yes. Vice Chair Ronald Wesson.
Present.
Commissioner Greg Atkins.
Present.
Commissioner Tammy Lee.
Present.
Chairman John Trent.
Present.
Commissioner Ron Robertson.
Present.
County Manager Juan Vaughn II.
Present.
Assistant County Manager David Scarborough.
Present.
Finance Director William Robertson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Invocation and Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tammy Lee.
If you would join me in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. And Lord, we just thank you for so many of our blessings that you give us on every day. Lord, I just pray now that you'll be with us as we go through this meeting. Let everything that is said and done be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, bless those that are not with us and keep them safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 If you'll stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. Public comments? Do we have any public comments? There's no public comments. We'll move on. Reports and appointments. Roanoke Area Housing Consortium. Update and Merrill Flood, Director of Local Community Affairs, ECU.
Good evening, Commissioners and Chairman. I'm not really able to share. I think Manager Vaughn asked me to be present to answer any questions, but to give you an update, I guess, as well on where the home consortium process began. As you know, or some of you may remember, we introduced a program to you for developing some level of housing resources for consistency as a part of the State Employees Credit Union's Foundation's investment in Northeast North Carolina. We introduced a home consortium to the footprint of the CADA, Chinook Area Development Association counties, which includes Bertie, Halifax, Hereford, Martin, and Northampton. And the idea being to provide some level of funding for you to address housing needs, not just on a one-time basis, but this would give you money as long as you decided to participate in the program. Initial estimates were that $657,000 was possible. In April, we learned that was actually increased. It would actually went up to $733,850. And so that represented quite a bit of an increase in opportunity for the five counties. We have made our way around, and several of you have gone ahead and signed letters of intent. The next part of the process would be to sign and execute a joint cooperation agreement for all of the members that would like to participate in the program. I'm sure Manager Vaughn has shared with you some of the documentation and what that means, but $733,000 on an annual basis to be decided by the five counties is significant. It does require municipal approval and participation to receive those dollars. And I know that there's an effort undertaken right now in all the counties to get the municipalities to sign on. I think there was close to 41 that identified their decision to participate. And we're hoping that will be the case. We have to get this joint cooperation agreement in no later than June 30th. And so the plans are for this documentation to leave on June 27th to give time for questions by HUD. Halifax County has been determined to be the lead entity. So that's kind of the overview that I have now. I'll be glad to stop and see if there's questions.
Is there any questions?
Yes, Mr. Flood, this is Commissioner Ron Wesson. Can you tell us a little bit about how, what the anticipated kind of distribution would be in terms of timing, in terms of how those funds could be you know, separated among the five counties. Give us a little of particulars of how that might work.
Sure, absolutely. So the timing would be, if you get the joint cooperation agreement in, immediately you'll have to complete a consolidated plan and have that submitted no later than July 1 of 2023. Your first funding could be around August of 2023. So there's some lag time, but that's the process that HUD has outlaid. Eligible activities include rehabilitation of housing by low and moderate income home buyers, construction of new owner-occupied dwellings for low and moderate income home buyers, production of rental housing for low and moderate income home buyers, as well as projects that are undertaken by a nonprofit that has the Community Housing and Development Organization certification by HUD, as long as it addresses affordable housing needs. Affordable housing defined by HUD are for those persons with an income of 80% or less than the median area income. For Bertie County, that's about $34,800 annually for a family of four. That is adjusted by family size. So if you sign this joint cooperation agreement and all of the municipalities that have indicated that they are going to participate sign, your first funding would be sometime around August of 2023.
And how much is that funding going to be? Can you give us any idea on that?
The amount right now using the Home Builder Program is $733,850. And that could go up as it did between the time we initially gave you an estimate. Mr. Weston had asked me another question and I glossed over it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Those funds and how it's divided would be determined by you, the consortium. And we've outlined for the counties, because the counties are taking on this project, you know, the potential of having the counties serve an executive board type capacity, with all of the participants having at least some participation on an advisory group or in some regards into the process. But it is determined and divided based upon how the consortium, you the members, determine how to divide the money.
I do have one other question, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but I know this is primarily low and moderate income housing, and I know the guidelines around that. But, you know, I know in this particular community, we also have a need for a middle income kind of housing. Does the 20% rule around low and moderate, meaning that if there is a complex and 20% meet that rule, you can then go upscale to a middle income, or does it 100% low to moderate income?
Yeah, in this particular program, unlike CDBG's neighborhood revitalization, it is 100% low to moderate income. You may be familiar with the Community Development Block Grant, and if you have a neighborhood revitalization program, you can stair step it a little bit because you see some benefit in that regard. But in this case, home is 100% low to moderate income.
We have enough of that, so that shouldn't be a problem. Thank you. Thank you.
I've got a question for you, Chairman Trent. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Now, you said it was about $780,000, somewhere in that range, correct?
$733,850.
Okay. And what share or portion do the counties get, the ones that are participating with this? Is it split, all that, the $730,000? Is it split amongst the counties?
I can tell you from experience, whenever I did one in Greenville, every year, you know what you're going to receive and how to start planning to spend the money. And we would ask communities to bring projects and how much they thought they needed for projects. With 733, you're going to possibly use these dollars to leverage other dollars. So I'm going to answer your question. Again, the members of the consortium will determine how to best divide this. It may be that Bertie County has a project 1 year that needs a lion's share of the money, and none of the other communities can come up with a project because you have to implement the money on a timely basis. So you, the consortium members, your representation, you're going to bring projects to the consortium board, which will determine, you know, based upon need, based upon availability of spending the money faster, you know, who gets money, and how it's divided.
All right, but no certain county will get the whole amount. It's going to be split amongst whatever project is brought before the board, correct?
Right. You make that determination. You can make that determination as a consortium that no one county gets the lion's share.
Okay. How many counties are we talking about altogether?
Right now, you have five counties with the municipalities. Last count, you had 41 jurisdictions. Several of those I don't anticipate are going to participate. However, you're pulling together your strength as a region to receive money that you determine. So five counties, Bertie, Halifax, Hertford, Martin, and Northampton, and those municipalities within those five counties that agree to participate.
Okay. I just want the general public to understand that this is a one shot, $700,000 for one county.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Flood, this is Commissioner Lee. Could you give us some examples of some projects that other areas have done or are considering?
Right now, everyone's racing to this June 30 date. We've not heard, Mr. Vaughn, and hopefully you can support me on this. I don't think we've heard any of the communities come up with specific projects in this consortium. I can tell you with mine, I've produced affordable housing. I used it to help build rental housing. I did housing rehabilitation of owner-occupied dwellings. Those were the three primary ways that I spent the money whenever I had the one in Greenville that I did.
That helps. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any more questions? All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Presentation of Tall Glass Water Phase 2 estimates and request for submit of grant. Ms. Robin Payne, how are you?
I'm good. How is everyone?
Here we go. Right.
All right. Land and Water Conservation Fund grant is due July 15th. It is our first grant for phase two for Tall Glass of Water. We will not know the award status until next spring. I plan on submitting the grant for $492,420. It is a dollar for dollar match. That match will be made up in the next budget year, not this year. At this time, I have an estimate for phase two at $1.7 million. This is a preliminary estimate. Vines is working on a detailed estimate and we'll have it ready by the time, within the next few months. But this grant is important to go ahead and submit at this time. It will leverage additional grant dollars. It's unfortunate that it takes such a long period of time for us to hear about it, but it fits the phase two project. When Vines has the final estimates ready, we can sit down and review those. Of course, we'll need to apply for additional grants to make up the full scope of the project. But again, it would be covering pre-planning, architectural and engineering, permitting, the site work, parking and walking paths, the road, utilities, the pavilion, the stage, 3 acres of green space, the restrooms, outdoor lighting, picnic tables, trash receptacles, and benches.
Okay. So, anybody have any questions?
Only one question. That $492,000, I know that's real match, but is that real money, dollar for dollar? Can we use anything else to award that percentage of the match?
We cannot use in kind. But we can use other grant funding.
You're right. But it has to be other money, not in kind or
right.
Work. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. I'm confident that we'll be able to do that. This is the first grant. But my estimates are based on what Vines has previously given to us. But we've all seen what can happen in this climate right now. We'll work towards that. But our next commissioner's meeting is not until after the grant submission is due. We've already submitted our draft. So we've been working with the Land and Water Conservation Fund representative on that.
Any other questions for Robin? I think we need to go ahead and move forward with a motion on this. Okay. Yeah, I'm a motion, yes, please, to move forward in reference to proceeding with this grant.
I'd like to make the motion move forward with the request to submit grant application to Land and Water Conservation Fund for the $492,000.
Second.
We have a first and a proper second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Payne.
Thank you.
Can I have a few more minutes?
Certainly. The floor is yours.
I'm sure everybody has heard about the North Carolina Department of Commerce, the Rural Economic Development rollout. This is the Rural Transformation Initiative of theirs. There's a number of different grant programs and training programs that they're offering. Downtown revitalization, resilient neighborhoods, community enhancements for economic growth, rural capacity building. Bertie County was accepted as one of the 19 counties under the Rural Capacity Building Program. Steve and I attended the first session. It runs for 7 months. We plan on, or our focus for that capacity building is the branding project with the eventual move towards travel and tourism, and et cetera. So, tomorrow, one of our sessions will be focused on grant writing, destination marketing, occupancy taxes, tourism development, downtown revitalization, and we've invited all the municipalities and then the Chamber of Commerce to join in tomorrow. That's what Department of Commerce is trying to do, is bring in municipalities, groups that are engaged in travel and tourism outreach. That's their focus for rural transformation. It's a good word. And then on July 14th, very good timing, Mayor Peel, Powellsville, has said that we can be his speaker. So we can present the program.
Cool.
Talk about what other counties are doing. What are the opportunities? We'll try to go ahead and promote it so that we have good representation on the 14th. But it's a good time to talk about, you know, the bigger picture. And there's a lot of changes happening, good things. And we all may have a lot going on, but we don't necessarily connect and get that bigger picture together.
That's one thing we should know, too, is that last week at the Mideast meeting, we had four municipalities present for presentation on this. We had Powellsville, Windsor, Kelford, and Askerville there. So they got to hear the same presentation or that, you know, that you have in front of you, the slides, right?
Right.
So could you share that? I mean, not right here, but with all the other commissioners, so we can look over that.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Send it for us. Sure. This is a great thing. Only 19 counties selected for, we were selected. So, and we can use this something to help pull the county closer to the municipalities, work together on joint projects, that kind of thing. It'd be a good deal for us.
Okay. Any other questions for Robin? All right.
Thank you.
Not a question, but a comment.
Go ahead, Mr. Biggs.
The good part about this is Commerce is paid for.
That's the best part.
That's good. Right? That's a good thing. Good.
Cool.
Good. Where are you traveling to? Where? Boone. Boone? Okay, that's where you have been.
Soon.
Yeah, and that's where you have been going.
We've been going to Boone.
Yeah, exactly. Got you.
But this is a pilot program.
Right.
See, Boone App State has a travel and tourism degree. So if there's enough interest, and of course there is for everything east of 95, you know, they'll bring that training program east of 95.
Great.
So that's what we're pushing for.
That's good news.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda, financial summary by Finance Director William Romerson.
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening.
You got good news for us tonight?
That's a plus.
I'll take that.
That would be good enough.
off, I want to start off by saying, since this meeting was so late into the month, I was able to get all the numbers to do 11 months. So this is through May, which would be about 91.67%. Now, if you look down, there's a couple of faces that look out that would be alarming, but don't get too alarmed because I have an explanation. Public buildings is at 98.5. But there's a year-end adjustment figure that applies back to the court facilities for cleaning and all the court systems that will bring that more in line to where it should be at. The other one is emergency services, shows 94.9. I actually have a purchase order that was put in way back in the beginning for the remount of the ambulance that needs to be moved over to ARP money, that I can't move it until I actually pay the bill. And I'm actually getting ready to pay that right now. So when that's done, that'll bring him down to 91.6. So the two areas that kind of stand out right now, there's a adjustment that will be done in this month that will put them more in line. Looking down, everything else falls at or below that range. Give you a moment to look over and see if you have any questions. I know the chairman likes to look at the back at the water. So
absolutely.
If you notice that the year-to-date totals for revenues exceeding our budget by about $200,000 at the moment, and we expect to increase a little more, and the expenses are well below what we projected. So we're hoping to have a good turnaround in the water, the enterprise fund and the water fund. I have no reimbursables to speak of at this moment to be looking for, which I hope not to have any, considering I'm almost to the end of June. One other thing I'd like to point out, in case anybody notices, is the cash. If you've been paying attention to it, it seemed like we had a big increase, and that looks like it's about even. But if you remember, we got to 1.8 million at the end of May last year, that we're still awaiting to get the other part today. It still has not come in yet.
How much is that number?
Another 1.8.
Another 1.8.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we got a number on stabilization yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Do I have any questions for you? There are no questions. You have anything else for us?
No, not at this moment. I'll be back up.
Okay. I figured you would be. No problem. Thank you very much, William. Okay. Board appointments. We have a reappointment to ABC board. Mr. Miles Davis. He's been on the board for several years.
I make a motion. We approve.
Okay. We have a motion by Ms. Lee and a second. By Mr. Robertson, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Now, number two, we have appointment to the ABC board, but there's not a name here. Typically, there usually is a name here.
There's one in the package.
Correct. Sharon Jones.
Right. So the reason that no name is there is usually you put a name there when there's a reappointment, but it's up to the board as to who they'd like to appoint to the seat. But the pretty much the only application that we have at this time is in your board packet. And that is for Sharon Jones. A while back, she submitted an application and expressed interest in a seat on the ABC board. And this seat would be fulfilling the seat of Mr. James P., who passed several months ago.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak in her favor because she's really kind of waited her turn.
Yes, she's
been interested for many, many years. And I think she has some good experience, very level-headed person. She has a sincere interest. She's been waiting that time. We kind of passed over her because we had already kind of had a little pre-commitment, so others who were interested longer, but I think she'd be an excellent choice on the board.
Yeah. Is that a motion?
I will make it a motion, yes, okay. To appoint her.
I'll second that motion.
We have a first and proper second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you very much. Consent agenda. Approved the tax release journal of April 2022 to May 2022. Have a motion, please.
I make a motion. We approve a consent Item number one.
Okay. Have a second.
Second.
All right. Approve registers of deeds fees report for April 2022 and May of 2022. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Kemp,
keep
we have a
straight.
Motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Approve registered deed fees report April 2022 and May of 2022.
Make a motion to approve the registered deed report and fees for April of 2022 and for May of 2022.
Second.
Thank you. We have a first and a proper second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Agreement for transportation service with Chonok Public Transportation Authority. Has everybody read that?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's happy with that. Let's have a motion on that, please.
So moved.
Yeah, motion, Mr. Robinson.
Transportation service.
We have a second.
Public Transportation Authority.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agreement for transportation service with New Directions Non-Emergency Medical Transport. Have a motion, please.
Move to approve for agreement for transportation services with New Directions Non-Emergency Medical Transport.
All in favor?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contractual agreement with Interim Healthcare Morris Group Incorporated. Have a motion, please.
I must have missed over. Explain what this is. I must have skipped over it when I was going through the agenda.
This one and actually C3 through C6 are all actually related to the Office of Aging. At the beginning of each fiscal year or at the end of a fiscal year, we put these contracts on here for the
Council of Aging. Yeah.
Right, for Council of Aging for approval by the board. Of course, the Mideast Commission provides a number of funds for the Council on Aging, and these are for you for approval.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, did we have a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the contract agreement with Interim Healthcare Morris Group.
Okay. Now have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one's for year 22-23 home and community care block grant for older adult agreement and funding planning. Have a motion.
I'll make the motion that community care block grant for older adult agreements and funding plan.
Okay.
Second.
We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approval of DWG Architects PLLC shelter.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make the board aware of one thing. For the funding coming out of the Mideast around seniors, you know, what we've done in the past, and it looks like there's going to be some additional funds, right? And the decision was, you know, we have put our name in for additional monies not spent by other counties. So we were kind of first to put our name in the hat, and I think we have enough representation from Bertie because our folks attend all of the meetings. Okay,
it's important.
Yes, so I think we're well positioned to make sure that we get at least a fair share, if not perhaps even all, of those funds that are not spent. That will be the request anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. Ready to go to the next one? Line item 7. Approval of DWG Architects PLLC for shelterplanners.com contract RFQ for shelter and architectural services. Can I have a motion, please?
I make a motion. We approve the architects shelterplanners.com contract.
Yep, second.
Second.
We have proper first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Number 8. Acceptance of Soil and Water Conservation Commission stream flow.
I would love to make the motion to accept this. This is for those of you that, anyways, this has been a long time coming. The staff and I have worked hard trying to get funding to help the Long Branch community, and it is finally coming through. And so I'll make the motion that we accept the Soil and Water Conservation Commission steam flow. Thank you.
Okay. We got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As you can tell, everything on here is contracts and agreements. That's what we're doing individuals. Okay. Next one is going to be number 9, resolution for adoption of joint cooperation agreement for the establishment of the Chonok Area Housing Consortium.
I'll make that motion to approve. This is what we just heard from Mr. Floyd. And I think even though there's, you know, still questions to be answered or about how the money is going to be dispersed and how many municipalities, but this is a chance to get some real bang for our money, some return for our money. So I think it's a great opportunity for us. So make the motion to approve resolution for adoption of the joint cooperative agreement for establishment of the Roanoke Area Housing Consortium.
I'll second that motion.
We have a first and a second. Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
Tongue twister, wasn't it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, budget amendments. A motion for that, please.
Don't let him. I'm just going to come up in case y'all have any questions.
I don't have any.
So I'm not crazy. Nothing. You can sit back down,
right? No, I'm going to wait for you.
Okay, you think I'm going to get you back up again? Yeah, is what you're saying?
Wait for you
okay.
To get to the next four or five
okay.
Hours.
Can I have a motion, please, for budget amendments?
Second budget amendments.
All right, can we have a second, please?
Second.
All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, number 11, Project Ordinance, North Carolina Department of Safety Grants for Bertie County Sheriff's Office. A motion, please.
Move to approve the Project Ordinance, North Carolina Department of Safety Grant for the Bertie County Sheriff's Office.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
All right, we have a first and a second. Thank you, Ms. Lee. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Another ordinance. Project Ordinance, Bertie County Animal Shelter. That's phase two of this thing. Have a motion, please.
So move that we accept the Project Ordinance, Bertie okay. County Animal Shelter.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have a time frame for this?
Next.
The contract that you just approved. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
The contract that you just approved has him starting this month. The total contract to the point of construction is two years.
Okay.
But phase one, I think we're anticipating it to be around 9 months to get to that point. So we should have some information for you within the first 5 to 9 months.
Really appreciate all the hard work staff put into that.
Thank you. Okay. 2223 Bertie County Juvenile Crime Prevention Counseling Funding Plan. Have a motion, please.
Motion to approve the 2022-23 Bertie County Juvenile Crime Prevention Council Funding Plan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, last meeting, we had some questions that were asked in reference to the budget during the public hearing. Mr. Vaughn.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Chairman Trent mentioned at our public hearing for our budget, a concerned citizen by the name of Mr. Scott Sauer posed four questions for the board and for management, and I would like to address those questions before we ask the board to approve the budget for fiscal year 22-23, along with the schedule of fees and the American Rescue Plan budget. So the first question Mr. Sauer had was regarding special appropriations. He said in special appropriations, for years, the county has provided funds for indigent care to Biden Hospital in the amount of $120,000. And from my understanding, the question being posed include, why hasn't the county budgeted for this for the upcoming fiscal year? And how will citizens be affected by the county no longer providing this appropriation? And so to answer to those questions are, one, according to the lease agreement for the hospital, and as confirmed by our county attorneys, annual payments for indigent and charity care in the amount of $120,000 ends when the hospital debt no longer exists. When the final loan payment has been made, payments for indigent and charity care also end. Earlier this calendar year, the last payment on this debt service for the hospital was made. Biden Bertie Hospital President Brian Harville confirmed that the final payment was made, and he has the same understanding regarding the termination of payments for indigent and charity care by the county. The county's termination of payments to the hospital for indigent and charity care will not adversely affect citizens of Bertie County being served by Biden Bertie. President Harville also confirmed the hospital's requirement and commitment to serve all citizens who show up for care and treatment.
Let me make the comment.
That addressed your question.
Yeah, that we should realize this. Citizens need to understand that this county carried the debt service for this facility. This was built by the county. Now, we charged lease to the to Vidant, which reimbursed us for the payments, but we still carried that debt service, right? Which, you know, you can only carry so much. So, and at the end of this, we turned the hospital over to Vidant. We literally gave it to them, which is different from, I've seen a lot of counties do that. They would still pay lower the fee, but still get money back because they, you know, had the building, but that's not what the agreement called for. So, you know, I think we're following the agreement. And they're pleased with it, and citizens will not be negatively impacted, that's for sure.
The attorneys have extensively reviewed these contracts, Mr. Smith has, and the other attorneys, and these are the answers to our questions that we had way prior to that meeting anyhow, I think dating back to, what, February? And that was all taken care of, and it would be considered probably in the minutes also. All right, go ahead, Mr. Wolfhard.
The second question is regarding the other post-employment benefits trust, referred to as OPEB trust. From my understanding, the question posed was, why has the county not budgeted $242,400 for OPEB trust as it has in the past? Answer to that, years ago, prior to my arrival as assistant county manager and before assuming the role of county manager, the Bertie County Board of Commissioners requested that management established an irrevocable trust for OPEB reserves to meet the future retiree health insurance obligation in the amount of $242,400 per year. Since the trust was not established as requested by the board, the funds that were appropriated and intended for the OPEB trust were set aside in fund balance, committed fund balance. As a result of a quickly declining available fund balance that as of June 30 of 2020 was 1% of general fund expenditures. And of course, we know that was due to untimely reimbursements. In addition to the repeated use of fund balance to balance the budget, the funds that were set aside for OPEB trust were essentially spent and weren't available because it wasn't put in the irrevocable trust. So that being said, after careful review of several audits and consultation with our county attorneys, the Board of Commissioners voted to no longer appropriate the $242,400 for the OPEB trust that was never established. The board has expressed its intent to grow the county's fund balance and to reconsider the irrevocable trust when the county is in a better financial position. The omission of the $242,400 in next year's budget was not an oversight by present management nor the board.
Question for you, Mr. Vaughn. Whose responsibility of the board was wanting that to happen as far as a trust put in place? Whose responsibility was that to put?
From my understanding, the board requested that for management to do. So, of course, the manager at that time would be responsible for ensuring that was done.
And who was the manager?
Mr. Scott Sauer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, we did, in fact, vote to do that, did we not?
We did. We did, absolutely.
And the only reason we found out that it was not done, since we did not have completed audits, was when the auditor identified, told us that it had not been done. We thought it had been.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think that fully addresses that question.
Anything you need to say, Mr. Attorney, to reference this?
Well, I mean, we never, to have a successful irrevocable trust, you have to have an irrevocable trust as a purpose and a contribution, and none of the three were ever done, so it was never established.
And you never received any information to do that, correct?
Well, I was at the meeting where y'all said do it. Beyond that, nothing was ever done.
Thank you.
To my knowledge, that's what Jonathan and my notes both reflect.
Okay, thank you.
But again, you can establish it in the future when times are better.
That we understand.
On to the next question. From my understanding, the third question was, has the new animal shelter been budgeted for? And the answer to that is yes. The Board of Commissioners approved the appropriation of $300,000 for a new animal shelter actually last year. And as we just heard, the project coordinator for this project was just. And the last question, from my understanding, was regarding the difference and the tax administrator's projections for taxes for prior years and the manager's projection. It is a normal practice for managers to review and adjust revenue projections as appropriate. This isn't the first year that county manager and the finance director have adjusted the projections for revenue. The increase that I believe Mr. Sauer was referring to was not made because of a new discovery of a taxable property. The finance director and I simply believe that the tax administrator's projections for collecting prior year's taxes was a little low and could be increased based on the total amount of prior year's taxes that have been collected for prior years. So that is
pretty much. In actuality, we did better than we thought we were going to do, correct?
Correct. Yes. In the past, we've done better than we thought we were going to do. So with the total number of prior year taxes that could be collected, we thought it would be appropriate to simply increase that amount. And again, it's not anything that has, you know, hasn't been done in the past. This time, I think it showed up because our assistant county manager was very conscientious in making sure that the department heads, that the budget reflected what the department head projected and then what the manager projected. So it was slightly, it was increased because of the finance director and my opinion that it could be.
Okay, 2022-2023, is that all you have on that?
That is all right.
2022-2023.
Thank you for answering those questions.
Bertie.
Sorry.
It's okay, Miss Lee. Bertie County Budget Ordinance Schedule and Fees and American Rescue Plan Act Budget. You want to speak on that some?
Oh, sure. So, of course, a lot of time went into preparing the upcoming fiscal year budget, as well as the American Rescue Plan Act. As far as the schedule of fees, there were only minor adjustments in the departments of planning and inspections and tax. And again, the board has spent a day reviewing the entire budget line item by line item. And we had a public hearing. And again, we had one citizen to express some questions or concerns. And hopefully those were just addressed thoroughly. So at this particular time, I recommend us, the board, approving the new budget along with the schedule of fees and the budget for the American Rescue Plan Act funds.
All right, you've heard our county manager. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion that we would approve the Bertie County Budget Ordinance and Schedule of Fees and American Rescue Plan Act for the new fiscal year budget.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. We have a first and proper second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. Other items on discussion agenda, upcoming meetings. July 14th, 2022, Mayors and Commissioners Dinner, Powellsville. July 18th, 2022, 6 p.m. Board of Commissioners Meeting. July 21st through the 24th, 2022, NACO Conference. Everybody got signed up? That's going?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, can I have a special moment, special privilege and at this moment to introduce our guest from Bertie Martin Community Campus, and maybe she will have a word to share with us the great things they are doing there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
My name is Deborah Thompson Morris. I am the director at Bertie Campus. I'm looking forward to attending more meetings and finding out what we can do together as a unit to make Bertie County better. And hopefully I'll get some more information soon.
Ms. Thompson, I like the partnership that you bring to the district.
We're gonna try to work and make things better for the county and the citizens of in the county and surrounding areas.
You do have one full pledged member of my community trustees, Commissioner Wilson. So I'm quite sure he's all on board with
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and I'm so glad that you're here because you're doing a great job. And I think it's recognized by the whole community college. We're in Martin, but we're also here at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to go any further than out to our school and see some of the new programs that we've put in place,
exactly.
College and all the others. If you haven't been out there to take a look because we're all about finding opportunities, jobs for folks, and things are going very well. Still
we
plenty to
trying,
do.
And we're still trying to come up with new classes. The challenge for the HVAC class is the location.
Yes.
And I'm working with Michael White from Bertie County Schools, and hopefully that we can get something going on.
Yeah, Mr. White, I believe, is online. It's much needed. So just to put a plug in there and to it help you out. It is much, much needed.
Yes. So. All right.
Ms. Thompson, thank you for your coming and your time. Thank you.
Okay. Went over everything as far as discussion agenda. Commissioner's report. Tonight I'm going to start that off. This past week we had a meeting at my hunting club, okay, that had to do with, and again, Commissioner Wesson was there, in reference to tall glass of water with several people, Dr. Stan Riggs that had put together, Kenning Institute, several other big name people that were in, that invest into communities and things of that nature. It was a good showing. I think we had 16 different people there, reference programming. We had the school there also, scientific educational needs and things of that nature that tall glass of water can present for the people of Bertie County. Also, how important this is for the region, how important it is for the state. Assistant County Manager was there. County Manager, of course, was out sick. And Assistant County Manager was there representing the management staff in itself. I think he did an excellent job. Of course, Mr. Wesson and myself, we led the program. And then that evening after the meeting, which ended, I think, around 4:30, something of that nature, 4:15, after about 6 hours of meeting, we had a fish fry for everybody and entertained that. And I'd like to say I sponsored that through my company and took care of that, okay? It was not on county funds. Next thing is that we had a lot of positive feedback from emails from every one of these groups, because the following day we went down to Tall Glass of Water. We also went to the other, like land trust that had purchased the 1,000 acres on one side, 300 acres of Salmon Creek on the other side of us. Went down there. We were going to do a boat ride as far as look at the property from the water side, but the lightning and thunder got to us, and we the state parks guy who actually wears the badge, who's like, I guess, number four in the food chain, something like that. He says, I don't think we're doing this, guys. And much as Dr. Riggs was trying to get us all in the boats, okay, with lightning striking, it didn't happen, which was probably a good thing, because then we wouldn't have any funders that could assist us as far as matching funds and things of this nature. And these conversations were brought up and was very direct on these conversations. And I think everything was positive, especially the feedback that we've gotten. Ms. Lee, do you have anything?
Yes, this past weekend, the Bertie Small Business Network had, three different events. I was able to attend two of them for Juneteenth. It was well planned. They did a great job. The first event was they were going to have a movie night out in your district, Commissioner Wesson, but unfortunately it got rained out. And then they had Chiefs on the River. They had an event there on Saturday morning. Well, all day Saturday. I was able to go Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, they had an event in Kelford. So if you see any of these folks, please thank them. You know, visit their website, their Facebook page. They're doing great things. I also had the opportunity in the last couple of weeks to go to Alaska on a mission trip. And I thank the board for allowing me to zoom in for our last meeting from Alaska. It was such a great experience to be able to go and do missions in Alaska. We prepared a youth camp for camp for the next week. And so that was just a great experience and a lot of hard work, but the traveling part was not so pleasant. I came back totally exhausted. But and I'd also, Commissioner Robertson introduced the
ladies from Martin, I'd like to introduce our sheriff-elect is in our audience, Mr. Tyrone Ruffin. Thank you for joining us. He's been here several times and hasn't been recognized, but you are officially our sheriff-elect. So thank you for joining us.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, just a couple of comments. First about what Commissioner Lee just mentioned, the small business group. Yeah, you know, they have now, my understanding is over 100 members that have signed up. A lot of these are micro businesses, small businesses, but I want to commend them for their effort in terms of organization and really trying to grow. You know, a lot of them started out, you know, as a result of the pandemic, you know, not being able to go to regular work, starting a business on your own, web-based, a lot of these things. But these are real businesses, right? And so I would say to our citizens, make that connection
That's right.
with these folks because they need our help. And, you know, buy local. These folks have some excellent services. The president or chair of this is the daughter of my classmate, Ross Bond. And, you know, several of the events been out on the Ross Bond farm. But I would just say we need to make sure that we support them and give them all the assistance. Buy local. That's important.
Yes.
I only have one other thing I want to mention. I think this is kind of important, at least it is to me, and I think it should be to citizens. There is a, a new legislative bill in House Bill 149. It's Medicaid expansion. And as most of you know, I have been a proponent of Medicaid expansion for many years. In fact, I sit on the advisory council of CARES for Carolina, and we've been pushing this across the state. Everybody was hoping that the legislature would see the importance of closing that donut hole, as they call it. And this is not, this is for working people who make too much to get some of the help that low-income people get, who are still not able to get assistance under Medicaid. And so we've been pushing for Medicaid expansion. I think right now, 37, 38 states, North Carolina. Okay. Anyway, but the legislation, if this bill passes, House Bill 149, I think that it needs a lot of work. The important thing is that this bill, even though it does address covering some citizens who are not yet covered, they're passing the cost of this onto our healthcare industry, in terms of hospitals, especially healthcare systems. And it's gonna put that weight not on the state or taking that federal money that a lot of people feel the state should have taken. They're gonna pass it along to our hospitals. And a couple of things I want us to take into consideration, that at this time, most of our state hospitals are experiencing financial challenges never experienced before. The continued pandemic recovery coupled with crushing labor and expense costs have left hospitals in a dangerous position. Nearly 60% of our hospitals across the state are operating in the red, an average operating margin of less than or minus 3.8%. In fact, then that equates to about $2 billion. And so what this bill does, it actually puts an additional tax on the hospitals to be able to pay for the implementation of this program. That's ridiculous. They're already in trouble, but rather than take the federal dollars, we're gonna ask our hospitals to pay for the startup of this program as we then put more money into the state's quote savings plan. I think that's a mistake. And the third thing is that they're moving, many of us believe, too much of additional services to telemedicine and telehealth. There's an appropriate place for that, right? But we don't have bed space. We don't have professionals who can see people face to face. And I think we need to be taking a different look at how these funds are going to be used. I mean, kiosks are nice, okay? But I don't know too many people who really are in dire need are going to go to a kiosk looking for service, right? If you're just going to get information, that's great. We're going to make sure that people are treated, that we have practitioners who can do this. So I would ask everybody to pay close attention, again, to House Bill 149. And I think there's going to be a big push. Not that we don't want Medicaid expansion. Of course we do. But it's how it is paid for and how we the impact that it will have on our citizens. That's important, especially in Bertie County. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Robertson?
Well, Chairman, y'all took all my information I wanted to share with you, but I will share this with you. Bertie County has a new high school principal, Mr. Jonathan Matthews. And Mr. Tony Hongert has been sent to the Early College. So when you see Mr. Matthew, congratulate him. I know we will, and wish him the best.
Yeah, and also, Mr. Robinson, anybody who has any kind of rental properties, but we have several teachers who are looking to rent a place to stay, apartments or homes here in the county, including the new principal coming, still looking. So
that's right.
Well, let us know. Let the superintendent know in the school.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other comments? County manager's report.
No report at this time, Chairman.
County attorney's report. I know. I've been made aware. Okay. Public comments, 3 minute public comments.
We do have one public comment at this time, Chairman.
We can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Not very. Am I the only one who can't hear her?
Barely, slow.
Are you able to hear me now?
Better.
We have one public comment.
Okay,
Jane. And that's going to be, is it better?
Yes.
Okay, one public comment from T. Sauer. And the comment is, I would like to know when the board discussed the OPEB contribution and when it was voted on. Please provide the board meeting minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other 3 minute comments? Mr. Scarborough, you got something?
I just want to take a minute to say, in regard to the grant that we just accepted, and first off, thank you for going ahead and informally accepting it several weeks ago so that we can get the contract process started. We received the contract this afternoon. I've got copies of it, so we'll get that done. The project is to be done by the end of 24, but according to Vic Thompson, once we get started, we don't think it's going to take that long. But what I wanted to point out was, first off, this is the third time since I've been here, and I've only been here a little over a year, that we've applied for and tried to get grant for this. And so I'm excited that we finally got something to do it. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know that Vic Thompson, the Soil and Water Commission, he was very much instrumental in helping us get this grant, and he will be the project manager. And I just wanted to make sure that we recognized his work in this as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The gentleman that I guess is the spokesperson for that neighborhood, when I called him to tell him about the grant, he was really excited. I'm really happy for the people of Long Branch.
Absolutely. They've been waiting a long time.
Long time.
A lot of good people out there.
That's right.
Mr. Scarborough, going back to the shelter, have you reviewed the draw schedule with finance so that you have a proper draw schedule? Okay.
We don't want to get in another situation that we've been in.
$1 million draws coming out, even though this is nowhere near that expensive, but I think it'd be wise if we reviewed that draw schedule.
Timing of those payments so that
we have a draw schedule yet because we haven't got the contract signed.
I understand, but once you get it signed, that's going to be the next thing he's going to present you when he signs that contract. It's what he wants is his draw schedule.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And we need to know what that is.
And I think he was online earlier. So
okay. I'm sure you'd be glad to get that to us, correct?
Sir,
you'd be glad to get that to us, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Scarborough. Have a good day. No more public comments. We're going to close session under North Carolina General Statutes
140. You're going to do
managers. I already done managers, Ms. Lee.
Oh, excuse me. Some doubt.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We're going to go into closed session under North Carolina General Statutes 143.318.119. A3 and 6. We're now in closed session. So, Shonda, is there anybody in the audience who needs to come back, let back in?
Yes, sir. 2 people. Chairman Trent, everyone is back in.
Okay. Anything else we need to discuss? If not, a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay, we have a first and a second by Mr. Robinson. All in favor? Thank you.